Well, Happy New Year. I pray that you had a blessed holiday season. I pray that you and yours celebrated well the birthday of our sweet Savior at Christmas, and that you also enjoyed times of rest and peace. And now as we enter a new year, I pray you are looking forward to all God has planned for you. As the prophet Jeremiah teaches, God has plans for each of us, and his plans are to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. And I pray that for each one of us as we enter this new year. Of course, the advent of this new year brings not only hope for the future, but for some, it can also bring a bit of worry. You know, wondering if this new year will bring an easing in the current economic challenges that we're all experiencing. Wondering if the new year will bring prosperity to our businesses. Wondering if this new year will bring answers for health concerns or family concerns or decisions that need to be made. Yes, with the wonderful hope of a new year can also come some worry. So what did the Lord teach us about worry? Well, in Matthew chapter 6, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught us that we cannot add even 1 minute to our days by worrying. And he went on to remind us that, you know, God takes care of the tiniest of birds. He takes care of the lilies of the field. He takes care of every little sparrow. So how much more he will take care of us? The Apostle Paul, in writing to his friends in Philippi, when he himself was sitting in prison, likely reflected on Jesus' teachings when he wrote to his friends in Philippi that even though they were facing extremely difficult and even dangerous times as Christians, that God was nearby so that they need not be worried nor anxious. Paul gave his friends a tool for curbing their worry. And we see that in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, where Paul writes this: "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Did you see it? The tool to use for worry and anxiety? It's prayer. Prayer. Prayer is talking with God, much as you would a friend. Thanking him, but also telling him what you're concerned about. What has you worried? What is keeping you up at night? Prayer brings us peace. Peace that we have a loving, sovereign, all-powerful, all-sufficient God who knows our every need before it is on our lips, but who wants to hear it from us anyway, so that he can provide us with a peace in our minds and hearts that is beyond any peace we could conjure up on our own, a peace that passes all understanding. You see, Paul knew that prayer changes things. Prayer changes us, and prayer moves the hand of God. When God sees his children pray, he moves in our lives. Now, sometimes we see our situation change because God has chosen to move in such a way. But more often, God moves in our hearts and minds, giving us an assurance that he is at work and we are not alone. We can be assured that as we pray, that as author Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth has written in her book, Heaven Rules, quote, "In any situation, no matter how it looks from earth, there is another story behind the story. There is heaven's side of the story," end quote. You know, that knowledge that God is at work gives us a peace that passes understanding. Peace comes from prayer. You know, rarely have we seen a more powerful example of people from all walks of life joining in prayer to petition the Lord regarding an urgent worry on behalf of someone they didn't even know than what we saw this past week. You no doubt have heard and probably seen the horrific accident that occurred last Monday night during the Bills and Bengals football game when DeMar Hamlin made what was seemed to be a routine tackle in the midst of the game, and he suffered a major cardiac episode right there on the field. DeMar's heart stopped. And thanks to the quick response of the Bills and Bengals medical staffs, they performed CPR on him on the field for 9 minutes and eventually transported him to UC Medical Center to receive the continued urgent care that he's had ever since. I've never in my life, perhaps with the exception of on 9/11, heard or seen an outpouring of prayer as we have witnessed this past week on behalf of DeMar Hamlin, again, whom most people have never met. Didn't really even know before this. The immediate prayer circles on the football field of both teams and officials, the crowd of some 70,000 fans who had just seconds prior been screaming their lungs out at the game. Well, they went silent as fans saw the urgency, and many of them gathered together in couplets and partners in prayer in their stands. The announcers and reporters on the scene of the game and back in the studio without hesitation asked viewers to pray. And live on the set at ESPN, three sports reporters bowed and audibly prayed. Across Twitter and social media, people declared they were praying and urged each other to pray. Pray! Pray was the word. Not send good thoughts. Not take a moment of silence. Not bow your head or take a knee. No, pray. Without exception, a watching world knew that the situation at that moment with DeMar Hamlin was clearly life or death hanging in the balance, and it could only be responded to with prayer. No amount of good thoughts or moments of silence would do. Politically correct wokeness be damned. People knew it had to be prayer and boldly acknowledged it. And to God be the glory. Now, do I think that millions of people all knew the God to whom they were praying? As much as I would like that to be so, I know better. But regardless, people knew prayer was the only thing that would do. And praise God, as we now know, God is in the process of healing DeMar, which has been nothing short of a miracle given the gravity of his condition. Well, the prayers for DeMar have not only moved God's hand, but more importantly, brought peace to the anxious and worried hearts of his family, his teammates, and millions of others who have watched this situation unfold. We know that DeMar himself is a man of prayer, and his personal testimony of faith in God is impacting many. Just look at his children's toy GoFundMe, which is now over $8 million since his accident. At the time, it was only $2,500. Oh, God moves when people pray. So, with all that said, we begin a new year with hopes and with some worries, perhaps. And there's no shame in that. It's normal. We're human. And we face an unknown and uncertain future. So I want to encourage us to use Paul's words in Philippians 4, 6 and 7 as our guiding verse this year. If you haven't memorized it earlier in your life, which maybe you have, I know you will by the end of this year. As Paul wrote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." And so in keeping with this guiding verse, and to kick off our Bible studies this year, we will be diving into Nancy DeMoss Wagglemuth's newest book entitled Heaven Rules. In this study, we're going to follow the life of Daniel, and in doing so, be reminded we need not be anxious because God is always in control, no matter what our circumstances may look like. As the author Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth writes, quote, "In every tempest and trial, God will move heaven and earth to do what is necessary to protect and provide for his children. He will not forget you in the swirl of what's happening around you," end quote. That's just a taste of what we will enjoy over the next several weeks. So I encourage you to order the book, Heaven Rules, by Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth. You can find it online at christianbook.com. And I'll certainly post this information in our First Things First Facebook group. And we'll begin discussing Chapter 1 next Monday, so don't delay. And by the way, if you choose not to get the book, that's okay. It's not required. Please be sure that you're with us every Monday regardless. Well, I'll close with this. As Pastor M.R. Vincent has written, quote, "Peace is the fruit of believing prayer. Peace is the fruit of believing prayer," end quote. So let's pray for God's peace to fill our hearts and minds now and to go with us this week. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.